Blog Talk Radio.
Waking up to smells of burnt rubber, smoldering campfire, and barbecue sauce. I was there. Cheering on the drivers you love and booing the ones you don't, while watching them battle the baddest track in NASCAR. You can bet I was there. Escape reality for a weekend at Talladega.
Experience the Geico 500 April 29th through May 1st. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA or visit TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
All right, everybody. I'd like to welcome you back to Rowdy Mac Live Racing here on Monday night at 6 o'clock Central Time. Come just back from a great weekend there at Nashville at the Music City 200. I want to thank everybody that was involved with Tony Formosa and his group there. Great job. Awesome performance by Cole Ford. If you didn't make it next year, Tony's going to put it on. It's going to be bigger and better next year. Hey, folks, we're lucky again tonight to have the winner of the Music City 200, the driver of the number 6 Applesauce Chevrolet, Josh Williams, and I'm going to bring Josh in here, and let's talk about his Vic Nashville. Hey, Josh.
Hey, buddy. How are you, man? Glad to be back on the show.
Well, listen, you know, I didn't know. I was kind of hoping you'd be back quicker, and it didn't take long, did it? I think that was four episodes. Well, first, Josh, kind of tell us how it felt to be in Victory Lane for the first time for ARCA Series.
Man, I tell you what, it felt great. It was just a really big weight off our shoulders for me as well as the whole team. We've been battling here real close to working our way into Victory Lane for the past couple years, just coming up short every now and then. But we got it figured out this time, and hopefully we can go to Victory Lane here again shortly in a couple weeks.
Have you figured out where you're going to put that guitar, Josh? It's a beautiful piece to have. I mean, a trophy's a trophy, but you got a showpiece in that guitar, did you not?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, it's a cool trophy to have. You know, we're fortunate enough that I actually have two of those from Nashville now, and we're going to get a case for it hanging up in the shop, though, so people come by, you know, they get to look at what we got. So we're hunting around for a case for it so we can get it delivered to the shop as soon as possible and keep that thing nice and clean.
Well, you know, Josh, that wasn't an easy feat what you got. We had 37 entries and 35 cars to show up and was in the field. And there was some pretty stout cars there, was there not?
Yeah, it was a real stout field. I say it was probably one of the most competitive fields that we've had in the ARCA series in a while. Really good cars, a lot of good teams. You know, it was tough. It wasn't easy for sure. Strategy was key with this race, you know, with the way the racetrack is and how bad it eats up tires and things like that. You just got to save your equipment and make the right calls on pit road.
Well, evidently, Danny made the right calls for you. He called four tires instead of two. That's kind of what took you to Victory Lane, Josh, was it not?
Yes, sir, for sure. You know, that helped out a lot. We had a really good car on old tires, and that's really what we focused on in practice. And even if we would have taken two tires, I feel like we still would have had a shot at the win for sure. I'm not sure if it would have been, you know, we would have had to battle a little bit harder for it for sure. But I feel like we had a good enough piece that we still could have run up front with taking two tires just like everyone else.
Well, Josh, you know, I've been kind of hanging around down for the ARCA series. I believe this makes my fifth year to actually be down in the garage and see what's actually going on in the support. I mean, you had the Elmore guys were everywhere with the motor. Then I met Steve, who was the tech guy from the composite body. And then you had Moon Pie there with Continental or with the tire situation, and that's it looked like you had manufacturers and support teams and guys running around to make everybody real competitive for the race.
Yeah, the whole package that ARCA has come up with here with the 5-star composite bodies, the Elmore motors, and you know, the General Tire coming in and supporting the series and the great things that they're doing, it kind of levels the playing field out a lot and leaves it up to the driver and the crew chief. You know, you're not relying on whether you have a better motor or a better body than the next guy. You know, it's all in the chassis and driver and the calls you make on pit road. So it really levels up the playing field and brings out the driver more than it does the equipment.
Well, Josh, I think I've seen you early Friday morning. You know, it's not an easy thing to get your equipment into the fairgrounds. That's the only disadvantage that I've seen for teams was you had to hustle your stuff from one parking lot through a tunnel up a little hill to get your equipment up there. And it takes a lot to get your stuff moved around like that instead of being able to drive your rig right up to the close to your slot. So it takes a lot to get that little process. And then after the race, is probably the worst, I would say, because you're beat from all day tests and from the day before, and then you come back in and you're out there all day to get the qualifying done, do the race. It makes for a long day, don't it, Josh? Especially when you go to Winter Circle. Josh, you have any idea what time you left out of the track on Saturday night? Oh.
I'm not sure. I tell you what, it was early the next morning, that's for sure. Unfortunately, we made it back to the hotel in time. There was a pizza place that delivered till 3 a.m., so we got real fortunate on that. Got to have a little dinner, too, afterwards.
Well, what a city to win in, the Music City 200 in Nashville, and you're still in Nashville today?
Yeah, we're still in here in Nashville today. We had an axle break on our dually we pulled the trailer with, pulling out of the hotel parking lot on Friday morning, headed to the track to unload. So it's been at the Ford dealership since Friday, and they ordered the parts, and everything should be done sometime mid-morning tomorrow so we can head on back to Concord and get ready for Salem.
Well, Josh, started out with qualifying. You qualified 14th, isn't that correct?
Yeah, I think we ended up 13th, something like that, on the inside row.
I tell you, to watch, if you want to get close to racing, Nashville, Josh, without getting in the car, I don't know how you could get any closer. Down there where you can stand in turns 1, 2, 3, and 4, between the fence and the wall, I mean, you're right there on the action, especially when you've got the low line. So, To be able to see a race, if you've ever get a chance to do the pits, it's close. I don't know if you got to watch any of the modifieds or late models run there on Friday night, but the action's real close. Well, I mean, you can see it from your driver's seat. Puts you right up on the wall, don't it, Josh?
Yeah, for sure. I tell you what, man, they've got a real nice facility, and like you said, it's real visible. You know, you get some of these tracks where you can only see part of the track and part of the action, but, man, you got a good view everywhere. It's a real nice place, and we love coming there.
Well, I stood there and just slowly turned, and you just sit there and rotate the whole race to watch all the action. And then when they get spread out, I mean, you're continuously turning to keep up with the pace. I thought it was probably one of the best-looking fields, like we were talking about earlier. The cars, have you got a count of how many actual composite bodies was there? Do you know?
Somebody said somewhere around 20. I think they had 20 composite cars. They said it was the highest composite count that they've had so far.
Well, I walked through the garage and actually physically looked at the cars. A couple of them had a little busted parts on the front fenders. But where the quarter panels on the back, where all the rubbing and racing was taking place on a lot of them, you know, it didn't bust the panels. It seemed to have held up. It seemed to have been a little tougher than metal. Where the metal would have given, it looked like the plastic didn't give. I mean, there was a lot of skid marks on the cars, but as far as busted panels, and it's a clean race. They wasn't, you know, wasn't that many accidents, which made for great racing.
Yeah, for sure. You know, anytime you can get long green flag runs and let it play out, it's always a good thing. But five stars put together a real great body for these cars. You know, it saves you money for sure compared to the old style steel bodies where you get into somebody and you got to cut a side off or put a nose on or hood or fenders or something like that. And neat things, you know, you can kind of race a little bit more and not have to worry about tearing your stuff up as bad.
Well, Josh, I know we had almost a 2 month layover. Looking at it now, was it worth the layover to accomplish what you did to your car?
It makes it a little bit better, you know, for sure. But we were antsy, man. We were ready to go to the racetrack. We've had this car ready for a pretty good while. We've been just slowly tuning on it and changing a few things as we go, and we got closer and closer to Nashville. And I mean, our hard work paid off, and you know, we just picked up our second composite car for our mile and a half program today, and you know, hopefully we get that thing going and make it to the Michigan test and see how these new bodies hold up on the bigger tracks, the mile and a half. It's like, you know, you got your Michigans and Poconos and things like that. We're really looking forward to that.
Well, you know, Josh, the best part about racing is all the people that you meet. You know, you meet people from all over the country, and we've got one thing in common, and that's racing. And one of the person that I met this weekend is Mark out of Chicago, and he wants to come on and ask you a couple of questions. Are you ready for a caller?
For sure. Sounds good.
All right, I'm going to bring Mark on. Hey, Mark,
Rowdy.
How are you this evening?
Good. Glad to see you made it home safe.
Yes, sir. I arrived home. I loaded up about 15 to 12 Saturday night and drove all the way to the Alabama state line and took me a nap there at the Big Missile and actually got home Saturday morning.
Well,
Mark,
good. Glad you're home safe.
Yeah, thank you, and you too. I've got Josh here, the winner of the Music City 200. What's your questions for Josh?
Hey, Josh, what's your background before ARCA? I heard of you, but I'm not real familiar with your background before. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Port Charlotte, Florida. I grew up started in go-karts, you know, at 4.5. Moved from go-karts to quarter midgets. Ran the Bando and Legends cars for a while. Ran some pro trucks around the state of Florida. Ran a couple late model races, not too many, and got into the ARCA series in 2009, just doing limited schedule stuff. And eventually ran our first full season, I think, in 2013 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been doing that ever since, and that led us to where we are today.
Well, congratulations. I enjoyed the entire weekend, and it was nice to see a surprise and new winner. That doesn't happen always very often. And like I said, congratulations. I really enjoyed it. It was a really good race.
Yes, sir. Really appreciate it, man. You know, make sure you log on or whatever and watch the Salem race and support the series there. You know, every time we hear something about a fan following the ARCA series, man, it's really great, you know, to keep that fan base going and keep everybody interested in the sport.
Well, as long as it's a stock car, I follow it pretty much. So I follow the ARCA CRE and the ARCA Midwest tours. So I get to plenty of ARCA races too. Maybe Madison or Berlin or possibly Salem, but I will check in with you when I get to it.
Well, sounds good, buddy, man. If you make it to any of those, come see us, man. We'd be glad to hang out.
Well, yeah, I'd love to meet you, and I will do that.
Yes, sir, buddy. I really do appreciate it, and you
oh,
have a good evening.
Welcome. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
Mark.
All righty.
Mark, I hope to catch you on another race, sir. Thanks a lot.
Rowdy, you probably will. I'll be looking for you, my friend.
All right, look for the light there, Mark. We'll talk to you later, friend.
I know where to find you. Good racing,
all
Rowdy.
Right.
Good racing. Talk with you
thank
soon.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I tell you, Josh, that's, you know, I think he said he went close to 100 races last year. Different
that's
series. And got a nice... He has a Volkswagen van. It had everything but a shower and a commode, and it's sweet. I'm talking about sweet. He's set
That's
to
all.
Travel.
Little old school style.
Old school style. I imagine Mom's, she's still wearing a smile today, too.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, it was a really good deal for the whole family. It's been a long time coming, and like I said before, it's just kind of, we got that weight lifted off our shoulders, and now we can relax and focus on getting the next one.
Well, Josh, well, I believe they said it was lap 158 you took the lead. How'd you feel when you got the lead, when you finally got up to the front? And then you had to start looking in your rearview mirror and everybody trying to push on you.
Yeah, you know, once we got to the lead right there, we really just tried to focus on maintaining a good constant pace and making sure that we had a car at the end to put Musselman's Applesauce in victory lane and carry that checkered flag. And just like I said earlier, man, it's just really, really tough on tires. Nashville's really rough, abrasive, so that's what we focused on as soon as we got the lead, just maintaining a constant pace and keeping that lead without having to burn your stuff up.
Well, you know, the tires was abrasive, but those general tires held up like champions. I mean, nobody went out because of tread wear.
Exactly. They've got a real phenomenal tire, and I feel like that this deal is going to be really great for the ARCA series, you know, having General Tire come on board. And you know, they're real supportive of all the teams. They're, you know, they're real interactive. They like information. They'll help you out any way they can. And it's just, you know, they're like family.
Then a presence is a big thing, and their presence was everywhere. I mean, every time I looked up, I seen two guys that was with General Tire somewhere either talking to a member of a crew or they was hustling to go get something for a crew. Every time you looked up, somebody from General Tire or Elmore Motors was right there. And that kind of support is good, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah, it's really good. You know, really good for the teams to have those guys walk around and taking tire temps and things like that and looking at wears and just helping you out, you know, because they know about the tire and the compound and what they're looking for and how far you can push them. And that's really good for us to know the limit that we can go with these tires.
Well, Josh, I got another caller, Don. I think Don's on the line. He's got a question for you. Let me bring Don in here. Hey, Don, is that you there?
Hey, how are y'all?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, Don.
We're doing good. Salem, coming up next. How'd you do last year up there?
Last year, the first race of the season, we had a fuel issue, fuel pickup issue, and ended up taking us out of the race early, but the later race in the year, the night race, we had a really good piece, a real good piece. We was running right there in the top five. I think we had a shot at the top three for sure. With our older style motor, we didn't have the Elmore. We had the SP2 Chevrolet, which they consider a legacy motor. But we ended up having a right rear tire go down right towards the end of the race. We ended up finishing the race, but, of course, not as well as we should have. So I feel like we got a really good shot at running up front this week.
Yeah. You know, I know it's a quick turnaround. You go to Salem, then you turn around 3 days later, and you got to be in Talladega.
Hey, yes, sir. That's really tough for us. You know, us being a small team, we actually only own one Elmore motor right now at this time. So, you know, we got to hustle up as soon as we leave Salem and drive all night, get back to Charlotte and get the Speedway car turned around and get ready to leave on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. How'd you do it, Talladega? Were you involved in the wreck last year?
We were running fourth right there with, I think we was coming to the white. And unfortunately, we got turned on the front stretch by somebody coming through the tri-oval. So that kind of ruined our day. But we had a good solid top five run coming to us there. It'll be the same car we ran at Daytona. Really good piece. We run a second at Daytona and had a left front tire issue. That kind of took us out of race. Our Speedway program's really good. You know, we just like anything else, you just got to have everything fall your way and hopefully come out with a victory.
Got to have a whole lot of luck on your side.
Man, I tell you what, being lucky is better than being good any day. That's what I've always said.
It is. You know, I helped Wayne Peterson in the 06.
Okay,
I'm
cool,
sure
man.
You know that I'm sure you know that old young fella.
Oh,
most
yeah.
Everybody does. Most everybody does.
Oh, yeah. Real good dude, man. Love seeing his face around the garage. And, you know, he's always got a cool story for you about what happened back in the day or something like that, and it's always worth listening to.
Oh, it is, you know. But I will definitely look you up in Talladega.
Yes, sir, will do. Come see us, man.
Hey, I definitely will. Good
Thanks,
talking to y'all.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you,
buddy.
Man,
you
I'm
have
dying.
A good evening.
Hey, you too.
Talk about Wayne. He's always got a great story, and he's full of stories. And, you know, he's pretty sharp for his age to be able to sit out there and hang with them young bucks all day. He's step for step with you. And probably a step
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, for sure.
He has a lot to do. It's not easy to do what all he does.
Oh, exactly. Wayne is actually, he's fueled my race car a couple times for me. You know, he used to do a starting park. He'd run a couple laps. He'd get out and come over with his fire suit and his helmet and still on and fuel the race car for me. And it's pretty cool, man. He's always been there to help if you need something. And like I said, he's definitely always good for an old school story.
I didn't know he had fuel for you. Wayne's fuel for some NASCAR greats in the past. And, you know, his son Mike's still fueling. So that's what they love. They love to play with that octane gasoline.
There you go.
A single team's tough, isn't it, Josh? But it has its advantages, and I guess it has its disadvantage. If you had two cars, you'd have to be worried with trying to get the second car filled.
Yeah, you know, our biggest deal is, you know, being a single car team and only having a couple employees. You know, we can really focus on one car and make sure that everything's right, you know, making sure that nothing's forgotten. So that's really the advantages. You know, the disadvantages, of course, are, you know, the extra funds and things like that you could come up with having multiple cars. But, you know, we make it work with what we've got, and we've always been successful, and we plan to continue to be successful.
Well, Josh, what do you think? Got Salem coming up April the 24th. That's going to be a Sunday race at 2:15. You've got, well, if you was counting this morning early, you got 12 days.
They can't get here fast enough, I'll tell you that. It's going to be a long 12 days waiting, man, especially fresh off a victory. You definitely want to get back out there and give it another shot. But, you know, really looking forward to it. We're going to have Fields Auto Parts on the car at Salem. You know, of course, Circle Track Warehouse and Musselman's Applesauce is an associate. And we're going to go after it again, man, see if we can rack up another win.
So you said you got your second car ready?
Well, we're going to run the same car we ran at Nashville. We're going to stick with the same piece.
But you've got a second composite body car in.
Yes, we picked it up from the body shop, so now we got to get it all painted up and get the motor mounted and things like that and oil lines and all that good jazz and get it ready for the Michigan test coming up here real soon.
So you're testing it, Michigan at MIS?
Yes, sir. Yeah, they got an open test coming up here in a little bit, so we're going to try to make it to that thing and see what that composite car does on the bigger track.
I always do the spring at Michigan. I do the June race, and I love it. Now, that track seems to be a fast track. How do you compare that track with Daytona or Talladega? How would you compare those tracks, Josh?
You know, of course, it's a little bit shorter. It runs a little bit different style of car, of course, you know. Not as much banking. But you're definitely going pretty quick. You know, you're almost wide open. Sometimes you are wide open on the sticker run, things like that, in qualifying at Michigan. And I feel like the composite cars, you're going to be wide open for a pretty good while with all the downforce and stuff that they make and the balance that they have. So it's got its similar characteristics as well as its differences. So It's a blast, man. I love tracks like that. They're fun, but you know, if we ran Salem and Nashville five times a year apiece, I wouldn't mind that either.
Well, there again, back to the iconic fairgrounds. It's besides being cold, I mean, Josh, I froze to death out there. I had two coats on. I get home to Alabama back the next morning at 7:30. I could have pulled my coat off and walked around in a short sleeve shirt. It felt like a humid tropical wave had moved in. From what I was at Nashville, I mean, the cold weather, did the cold weather affect the cars? You know?
Of course it does. The cooler the weather, at a certain point, you know, if it cools off, you'll gain grip. But if it gets too cold, you lose grip. You know, the track gets real cold, won't hold any heat. So you lose a little bit of grip. But I tell you what, since we've been up here for a couple of days, it actually warmed up a little bit. I've been walking around without a jacket here for a while. It started raining.
So it has warmed up. It has warmed up a little bit in Nashville.
Yeah, it's warmed up a little bit. It was for surely cold on race day.
It made the wind is what. Did the wind affect your car? Because, the wind was really blowing hard.
Yeah, the wind really doesn't affect you at the short tracks as much as it does, like, the mile and a half, like your Michigans and Chicago, Kentucky, Kansas. And even Daytona and Talladega, you know, the wind will really push you around when you're at them bigger tracks on the higher speeds.
There was one more question it was on my tongue there, Josh. If you want to, Josh, why don't you go ahead and throw out how people can get a hold of you on social media and Facebook.
Yeah, man, for sure. Our Facebook's under JW Motorsports, as well as you can get a hold of us through our Twitter and follow us there on what's going on during the race. It's my Twitter handle is Josh6Williams. You can also check out our website, joshwmotorsports.com, and keep up with us and message us if you got any questions, and we'd be glad to contact you back as soon as we can.
Well, you definitely smoked up Nashville there. You got to do your little burnout and you laid some smoke. It was one nice burnout.
Well, I appreciate that, man. We had to be a little easy on the motor there. If it's maybe towards the end of the season, maybe we get a little bit more smoke going.
Do they give you advice on the victory celebration, how you should treat your motor?
I mean, you know, you basically, it's better if you don't do it at all, to be honest with you. But definitely keep your RPMs. Definitely keep your RPMs down. You don't want to be the tagging it off to rev limiter and things like that. But we took care of it, you know, tried to keep the RPMs down and didn't go too crazy with it.
Well, Josh, I appreciate you coming on tonight and having a little time with us. It's not ever. I've been fortunate enough. This is my 12th show. We've had two ARCA races. I had John West Townley from the Lucas Oil 200 winner, and I've got Josh Williams, the winner of the Magic City 200. And Josh, I really appreciate it. I'm proud for you. I'm proud for your team. It just goes to show, with a lot of hard work, that things can happen in this series.
Yes, sir, man. You know, that's always been our mentality is keep it going and never look back and always stay digging and don't give up. And that's what we did here. And we're going to continue to do that through the season. And hopefully you'll be talking to me again, the winner of the Kentucky and a Ford Dealers 200 at Salem.
Well, you know, I just jumped over to see the date. That's the 25th. Of April. Wouldn't hurt my feelings at all again, Josh. Let's hash this out again on the 25th, Monday night.
That that'd be pretty cool, man. Let's try to make that a goal, because I know for sure it's a goal. It's a goal for the team and me as well to hopefully continue the streak going. And we hopefully I could like to break Grand Infinger's record of how many wins we can come up with in a row. So that's what we're shooting for.
Well, I think Grant was crew chiefing for some folks there, and I'm sure he would have liked to have been in the race. But, Josh, I appreciate you coming on and being part of my little story here, and looking forward to seeing you again. And, hey, if so be it, it'll be the 25th. On the 25th of April, Josh, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Pleasure being on your show, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Josh.
This spring, NASCAR returns to Richmond International Raceway. We're going back to our roots with 3 days of fun-filled racing. The on-track action starts Friday, April 22nd, and continues all weekend long. Kids get in free to pole day on Friday and the Xfinity Series race on Saturday. And then on Sunday afternoon, it all culminates with the Toyota Owners 400. Lock in your tickets today at RIR.com and get ready for a 3-day weekend like no other. It's NASCAR at RIR, and you've got to see it.
All right, everybody. I'm going to bring Don. Don, are you still there?
I'm here.
Hey, Don, I'm going to bring you back in just a minute and kind of get your outlook. I know you got there early Saturday morning. Isn't that correct?
I got there about 7:30.
You helped Wayne. You worked around Wayne's team this weekend. Isn't that correct there, Don?
That is correct.
Okay, he had a new driver there in the 06 car, Alex Danielson.
Alex Danielson out of Sweden.
Sweden to Nashville, that's a heck of a trip, isn't it?
I got to actually talk
to Alex, and Alex did a great job in the car. He brought the car home without any.
He's a real good guy. You know, he drove a clean race about 70 laps left of the race. He came across the radio and said he had a vibration, and they didn't have any idea what in the world it was, and made it to the end of the race, parked the car, and he had one lug nut holding the driver's rear tire on.
One lug nut was holding him from disaster.
Exactly. You know, but we didn't tear anything up, brought the car home in one piece.
What did Don, do you know what he finished?
21st.
He finished 21st. Pretty good. We had Josh Williams was first place. AJ Fikes was second. Brian Finney was third. John West Townley fifth. No, John West was fourth, and Brent Holmes was fifth place. So that was our top five. I tell you, Brian Finney had a great race in that 60. Well, he was in the 69 car, Will Kimmel's car. Isn't that correct, Don?
I think it is.
That was a pretty good show for Brian. You know, I thought the racing was absolutely awesome. The cars look great. The composite bodies really give the cars the look of the cars that are at the lot today. I love the steel bodies, but you know, those new cars, let's face it, everybody wants to be able to look at a car that they might be able to buy on Monday morning after the race.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to welcome American Sports Network. I think it was filmed, and they're going to be rebroadcasting that this week. I think they got to rebroadcast, and that's on American Sports Network. Well, Don, what time did you wheel out of? What time did y'all get through, packed up, and out of there?
We left right as the checkered flag flew. And,
yeah.
Got back home around midnight, you know, but it was a great race. You know?
Well, Tony Promos and everybody at the fairgrounds, I mean, even the concert on Friday night, it was a little cold, but Colt Ford
did an awesome job. I mean, he really done an awesome job. And yeah, I never have heard a whole lot of his music, but what he played was really good. Dodd, have you ever been to Salem?
Yeah, I've made a Salem race in the last 4 or 5 years. You know, it's an excellent track, you know, pretty much similar to Bristol. But, you know, it could use some new asphalt. You know, they have paved a little bit up in, I think, 3 and 4. But it's just, it's an excellent place to go, you know, if anybody wants to go watch short track racing, that's the place to do it.
Well, I've never been there. I guess I'll try to make it in the fall race. It's kind of hard for me to hit Salem and then turn around and do Talladega. Basically, 3 days later, be back at Talladega. Somewhere I got to make some money and insurance.
That is correct. You know, it's a hard way to do it. Leave Salem Sunday, get home Monday, and turn around and be in Talladega Wednesday morning.
Yep. You're exactly right, Don. So that's what I'm kind of looking at. I'm not 100% sure, but if I do, it's going to be a real tight schedule for the next 2 weeks to keep both of them going. Well, Don, I appreciate you calling in, man.
Hey, you're more than welcome.
Looking forward to seeing you. You are going to Talladega, is that correct?
I haven't missed one since 93. Why would I miss one now?
93, that's a pretty good record.
Pretty good record. That's a racing streak.
I would say there's no reason to miss one now since 93.
That's right, you know. But, I will see you Wednesday morning.
All right, Don, good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you.
All right, talk to you next Monday night.
All right, sure thing.
All right, that's Don from up there in Pulaski. I'm going to bring Patchy Grandpa again to give us the weather down in Panama City. And let's see what Patchy Grandpa's got going on.
Hello, Rowdy. It's old Patchy Groundhog down here in Laguna Beach in Panama City, Florida. It's a gorgeous day at the beach. Tonight, we've got light until it turns dark. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have scattered light in the morning, and it's going to be ugly. We're going to have rain Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but after that, it'll be a Chamber of Commerce weekend. Temperatures are going to be in the high 70s, close to 80s, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be a gorgeous week. Time to come on down. We've got a great, great weekend looking forward to right now. It was beautiful as last weekend. Like I said, it's a Chamber of Commerce weekend. We've got tides coming in. We got tides going out. The one thing we ain't got is an Alabama tide. We've got the Florida tide. And I looked you up on Facebook, and I finally decided that, yes, you do have the perfect face for radio. That's a Patchy Groundhog report for this week. And remember, if you don't like the weather, move. My time's up, and I thank you for yours.
Thank you, Patchy Groundhog. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Looking forward to it, Rowdy. Looking forward to it.
All right, brother. We'll see you next Monday night.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Patchy Groundhog. Folks, I'm going to tell you, it was absolutely a great, great weekend in Nashville. It was a busy weekend, but it was absolutely wonderful. If you've never been to an ARCA race, you need to get yourself ready, load up the kids, the grandkids, and take them. I made the mistake of FaceTiming my grandson, who is 7, on Friday night, letting him watch some of the guys that was going in the other series watched the race, and he looked at his Nana and said, "Nana, does little boys like me not, are we not able to go and watch them race?" And kind of laid a bad guilt trip on me. I'm going to, next year, my plans is to make sure the kids at the race somehow get his Nana to be able to attend where he can set up and I can do what I do on all day long, and he's able to go out and to watch the race. So, you know, it's a great thing, great place to hook up your family, like Josh and his crew with JM Motorsports. You know, it's a family affair, great bunch of people to be around. Everybody in ARCA's great. It's just a, if you want to feel like you're home, ARCA's a place that'll they'll make you feel like you're home. Some of these teams will put you to work if you stand there too long enough. Stand there long enough, they'll put you to work. I want to give a shout out to Pit Lane for what they're doing for me over on the Twitter side. Everybody that's following me on Twitter, I had an account. I had an account in 2011, and probably didn't have 15 tweets up until I started this little episode right here with Rowdy Maglite Racing, and now it's really blossomed into something that I've enjoyed. Twitter. So everybody on Twitter, jump on, follow me. It's Rowdy Maglite, #1 or @1 is how you find me. I appreciate it. I want to give another shout-out to Brian Finney, third-place finisher. Brian, great job. That's another great family-run organization. We could talk all night of who's all the families and running this division. You see the kids grow as they grow up. I want to tell everybody appreciate it. Until next Monday night, remember, Monday night at 6 o'clock Central Time, I'll be right here. And we're going to, next Monday night, kind of give you what's happening next Monday night. We're going to do the Ladies of ARCA. I've got some of the people, the flag lady. I've got some folks off, the ladies off the teams, and we're going to talk a little bit about the female side of ARCA. There's a lot of hard-working ladies that work at ARCA. So next week, that's what we're going to cover, and I appreciate it. Until next Monday night, this is Rowdy Maglite signing off. Looking forward to talking next Monday night. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Waking up to smells of burnt rubber, smoldering campfire, and barbecue sauce. I was there. Cheering on the drivers you love and booing the ones you don't. While watching them battle the baddest track in NASCAR, you can bet I was there. Escape reality for a weekend at Talladega.
Experience the GEICO 500 April 29th through May 1st. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA or visit TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.